Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, I'm feeling proper summery today. I hope it's nice where you are. Hey, chappers.
Are you?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Really in a good mood.
That's good.
Caused an embarrassing scene in a cafe earlier, though.
Why? What did you do?
Well, because it's nice weather here, I thought, oh, I'll sit outside at a table. I had a cup of tea, had a jacket potato, I was all set. Tuna and sweet corn, actually.
Very nice, very healthy.
And
was that Becky inspired?
Oh, what, because she looked like one yesterday?
Yeah.
No.
Right.
But the thing is, I was outside and my chair was right on the edge of a big drop, like a ledge. And then I fell off spectacularly backwards and brought the jacket potato with me.
You took your food with you?
Yeah, so well done to me.
Oh, dear.
So hello to the two girls that were sniggering on the table just to the left of me. Yes, it was.
Were they trying not to, or were they openly laughing at you?
You know when you're like, I'm fine. Actually really hurt.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, this is getting out of hand now. When I came back from holiday, everyone was thinking that I am starring in some kind of musical called Rick Rolling, where I play everyone from Cliff Richard to Rick Astley and Chris de Burgh and more. A musical in Edinburgh, because there's some flyer on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know anything about this. And we are going to do some shows from Edinburgh during the festival in August. But a lot of people thought that's why we're doing the shows from there, because
myself and Becky assumed.
Because I'm appearing in a musical. And then the idea came about for Scott Mills, the musical. I can't really remember how that happened.
Somebody suggested it on the phone.
Yeah, I do.
It?
Rich, hello.
Hiya, Scott. You all right?
Yeah, we spoke yesterday.
We did.
Yeah. Any more thoughts then?
I've got loads. We basically, me and my girlfriend last night sat down and sorted the lots.
Right, were you bored?
Just a bit, yeah. It was a quiet night, nothing on telly.
Okay, so how did you, have you got the plot? Have you got everyone involved or what?
Yeah, we've got, well, we're starting off with basically like little boy Scott. I was thinking, you know, the 16-year-old Scott that's sending off tapes to a radio stations trying to get found. You know, have a younger version of you. I don't know the cast for that, but I'm thinking little boy Scott in shorts and a Knight Rider t-shirt.
Yeah, like Billy Elliot, yeah?
Yeah, sad little, you know, tune going on in the background, little bit of a solo piece.
Okay,
and then...
Like Billy Elliot? Do you dance?
Yeah, of course.
All right.
Go on.
And then, obviously, it finishes with the phone ring, and then you know, little Scott gives a big theatrical smile.
Yeah.
And then we have you sat, sat at a radio desk.
Yeah.
You know, with all the, I probably have to be parody names of, like, all the different... like logos of all the radio stations that you've worked at coming along behind you, singing about when you were there and stuff.
Right.
That'll be a busy stage because there's been a few.
I know. It's going to be a long scene.
Well, that is going to be long, yeah.
So then that scene again ends with a phone call and you end up at Radio 1.
So I end up at Radio 1, I get a phone call, and once again, I dazzle the audience with my big white smile.
Your big white smile. Yeah, wow. We're going to have to send some poor lad off to get his teeth whitened.
Mm. Yeah, you are, yeah. Yeah.
And okay. Then, like, obviously the lighting will indicate, like, you know, a sort of early morning sort of setting, because obviously, you know, you did the early breakfast and it's the dawn of your new career.
Oh, I like that. Oh, like that a lot, yeah.
Is this where the wine gets introduced?
Yeah, I'm thinking wine in there, and obviously then he makes it the drive time, so the lighting changes and everything else. And the first act finishes with a big number, with the final line being "All right, treacle."
And there'll be people in their cars on the stage, were there? Because it's like at driving time.
Obviously, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But then I'm thinking interval.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Act two, we've got like, you know, we can check in the stuff about you at the Brits and the wine and everything else in there as well.
The dark years.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then, like, start off with like you and Joe Wiley with the little bits you used to get into.
Hey.
You know, like, all the little, you know,
little watch you used to get into?
Well, the little jokes you used to play on each other and
all
stuff
right.
like that, where I ended up with her running over your car in a tank.
Who's going to play Joe Wiley?
Now, I'm thinking Madonna wouldn't mind playing somebody older than herself, so that'll work fine.
Okay, what else?
Okay, so then we'll move on after that to the One Night with Laura stuff.
Okay, good.
All right, now I've got... an absolute blinder. My girlfriend came up with this one to play Laura.
Becky.
Yeah?
Well, we were thinking Sheridan Smith, the blonde girl from two Pints to Lager and a Packet of Crisps.
Nice, yeah.
You know?
Like I'm thinking, yeah. I'm thinking Jane McDonald.
This is all going really wrong.
Yeah, and so that's sort of mainly emphasising on, from your point of view, you think it's, you know, you being a good friend, that you look after your team and everything else, but actually, you know, in the meantime, you're talking to a diva getting Laura to do all of your, mate, get you coffee and get all your dry cleaning done and stuff.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've really thought about this again, haven't
I
you?
I have, yeah. So then, you know, Laura isn't too happy with this, so then she goes off and gets another job at Radio 1, and Becky, a la Matt Lucas, turns up.
Yeah.
Okay. Scene 3, I'm thinking the whole big thing with Chappers and your mum, because, you know, every good musical needs a romance twist. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Yeah.
You know, it ends with a scene with the two of them holding champagne in a jacuzzi.
Oh, God.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Well, that has happened.
Then, right, I had a bit of a problem with scene 4 for this, because it was going to work around your TV appearances, but then when I actually looked on, like, Wikipedia and stuff, the only thing you've really done is you've been a reporter on Casualty and everything else you've been a policeman in. So
yeah, that's true.
Easy.
Yeah, that's not going to be easy.
What about Bring on the Wall?
No, not that. Not Hole in the Wall, no.
That has to be recreated.
Get that in.
Yeah, no. Also, can we not have a scene where, like, in those rubbish soap operas where Laura goes to sleep and one then wakes up one day as Becky?
That would be cool.
I quite like that. Okay, well, you've given it a lot of thought, and I appreciate that, Rich. Thank you very much.
Well, the only problem we've got is a name for it.
Well, Scott Mills, a musical?
Well, you can't just... Well, we went down the lines of, you know, the Will and Grace thing with Just Jack. We were thinking either Simply Scott or go on sort of, you know, a parody of another musical. So you look talking sort of Scott Mills, Superstar, The Sound of Scott, Little Scott of Horrors.
Simply
the
Scott.
The Scott Mills Horror Picture Show. What do you think?
I like it a lot, but Rich, we just need to flesh it out. I'll be in touch.
Tell you what, your girlfriend is one lucky girl.
Radio 1 Podcast.
And now it's time for some of Becky's Classifieds. These are real adverts that you can find on the internet now if you're looking for a bargain. What you got?
Well, the first one is the service that I was talking about.
Oh, yeah, this is a very good service if you are short of money at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to Radio 1's Hugh Stevens for reading out the classifieds for us today.
Having lost my high-tech job 3 years ago, I've been training for a new career as a tattoo artist. I've done all the necessary training to start my career, but I am lacking a few items.
Okay, yeah, sounds good.
Yeah.
Experience and self-confidence.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
I am offering one free tattoo to each person who is interested. I can only do one or two each day, as this is very stressful for me, and I tend to get jittery over time.
So, you can get a free tattoo. Tattoos are quite expensive, aren't they?
Yeah, they are, yeah.
Are they?
So you get a free one, no?
Yeah, I mean, I can understand the lack of experience, but I think the last thing you want is a tattoo artist that's jittery.
No, don't fancy
it. It could go everywhere.
I ask that you bring a photo or sketch of the item that you would like tattooed. The tattoo should not be larger than a 4x6 photograph, or anything larger than that will just take me way too long. I will do my best to give you a tattoo that somewhat resembles what you bring in.
This sounds promising. Remember, it's free, though, you know? It's free. Can't argue with that.
If anyone is looking for a tattoo of a black geometric object, such as a square, triangle, or cube, then that would be a good choice. Circles are still somewhat difficult for me.
So basically, you
what
can
are you going to go for, Mark?
I think I might go for
square.
No, I'm thinking rectangle.
Wow, you're crazy.
A few more conditions on the free tattoo. No burly men. This includes bikers, rugby players, marines, bodybuilders, boxers, or inmates. You should not have a significant other, brother, sister, mother, or father that is a burly person. If your biceps are bigger than my neck, please don't respond. Also, if you know martial arts or own a gun, forget about it.
What?
At least he's honest in his advert.
I know, but it's...
There's a lot of terms and conditions.
What's wrong with burly relatives? Well, I suppose unless they beat him up afterwards for doing a bad tattoo.
Perhaps for the first few people who respond, we can do the tattoo in a discreet place on your body, somewhere that won't stand out in case you don't like it. Please remember that I'm doing my best to provide you a free service, and I would appreciate it if people don't come back to me with complaints like my ex-girlfriend.
Hey, okay, so his ex-girlfriend,
I wonder what he tattooed his
before.
Ex-girlfriend
God
with.
Knows.
Also, I don't want him going any... Not this is going to happen, because it isn't going to be me, but I don't want... You wouldn't want him going near any of your discreet areas if he was jittery either, would you?
I'd rather it be on show than him go somewhere where you can't see.
No minors allowed. Sorry, I will need to check your identification to verify. I ask for nothing in return. Maybe a smile when you leave.
Wow.
Just to clear that up for Becky, because she looked confused. That's people under 18, not people who go down a pit.
I did wonder why he wasn't allowing minors.
Serious.
Oh, my God.
I think we should get you a tattoo, Scott, because I think that would be very funny.
What, from them?
Yeah.
You could have a barcode. That's just lines, isn't it?
I don't really want a tattoo.
No, I don't either, but I'm really intrigued as to who this person is and see what a tattoo from them would look like.
I got a henna one once and a beef one. It really didn't suit me.
Where?
Just on my arm. All right. Next.
Someone stole my beer pong table that doubles as a tribute to Ashton Kutcher. It was hijacked from my garden patio. I spent over 2 hours and literally tens of dollars putting this thing together. So naturally, I am willing to do whatever it takes to have it returned to me safely. I'm sure this is someone's sick idea of a joke, but all I want is my table back. No questions asked.
Now, is a beer pong table that thing that's favoured by American students where you've got, like, cups of beer and you kind of bounce a ping pong ball into the cup, and if you get it in there, then you get to drink the beer? Is that what it is?
I have no idea.
I think that's what it is, yeah.
Right, okay, that's obviously, you can do that with ginger beer as well, not just beer. Irresponsible, I think. So let's move on. Right, what's this one?
It's for serious people only.
Hey, I am looking for serious people only.
Right, thanks for that.
I like adverts that start like that because it means no time wasters.
I would like to find someone who has a career. You must own your house, have 2 cars and a boat. I like the water. If you have a wife, great, as long as she is hot. And if you have kids, that's fine too. What I want to do is simply trade places. You come and take my life over while I get to live your life to the fullest. I am unemployed, have no money, live in a house with roommates, no kids and no wife.
Okay, well, he just wants to trade places.
Doesn't sound like much of a swap at the moment, but anyhow.
Well, you wait and see.
Okay.
If you are getting ready to go into a midlife crisis, or you just can't stand coming home to a wife and kids, this is perfect for you. Think about it. You're free and single again. You can start all over and do things the way you want to. Think of it as a rebirth.
Have you got his number?
I think it's only his email.
All right, that'll do.
So, if you would like to trade lives and start a new, fun, enjoyable life, let me know. I hope to be doing your wife on our boat as soon as possible.
Now that's
still want to get in touch, Jack?
Yeah. I fall down on a couple of those things. I don't have a boat or a hot missus. Joke.
God. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts. Now, I've mentioned this before, but if you are somebody who is, an acquaintance of mine that maybe I haven't spoken to for the last few months or even last few years, please don't email me or call me asking for tickets to Radio 1's big weekend in Swindon. I'm not being mean. I just can't get any tickets for you. It's happening again, chappers.
Is it?
4 people last night. 2 texts, 2 phone calls. Hi, mate. Any chance you could... No. Like I said, I'm not being horrible. And I know that you said, oh, yeah, let's go for a drink, but that you were just saying that because you wanted the tickets. But I don't have any. Maybe I could do...
You can be cruel, can't you?
Hmm?
I just can't
get any. I'm really sorry. This happens every time around this time of year, this happens to me. Does it happen to you?
It does happen to me, yeah. Mm.
Maybe what I could do is give them a script album in an envelope instead. I might do that.
Would they be happy with that?
Well, next time someone calls and goes, hi, mate, any chance you could get me and my girlfriend a couple of tickets to a big weekend? I go, no, but pick an envelope, any of these envelopes between 1 and 4, and give them a script album. That's what I might do. So, sorry, everyone. There must be other jobs as well where people, you know, are in positions where they get, like, you know, perks and stuff sometimes, and people just blag their way. Friends and colleagues, mm-hmm. etc. Radio 1. Download them for free at
bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
I'm Anonymous Kid.
Oh, hi, Anonymous.
Hello.
Well, yeah, when someone says they're anonymous, they're going to say something or tell me something bad.
Bad?
Well,
I wouldn't say it's bad. I'd just say...
You don't want to be identified for some reason.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Just for job's sake, that's all.
Go for it. Hello?
Hello? Sorry,
yeah?
Sorry, I'm under a tunnel, sorry. I think that's why you can't hear me.
No, we can hear you.
I can hear you.
All right, good.
Okay, go for it. Tell me.
I work at the Sheffield Hallam Student Events Manager, and I get people asking that all the time about gig tickets and events and everything. So.
Do you not think you might have ruined your anonymity by saying exactly what your job is?
No, there's quite a few of us.
Oh, is there?
Okay, good. Yeah. I'm not going to say my name, but I can tell you I'm the Ents manager at Sheffield Hallam.
Right, so what do people ask you for?
Well, a variety of things, really, but usually it's gig tickets.
And do you say, no, sorry, I can't help you, or do you try and blag everyone in?
I have to, a lot of time, turn to them and say, really, no, I can't help you at all. But sometimes, in the past, I've had to blag people in as well, because they just turned up on the doorstep. Oh. Left nice threats.
Right, and does it help what they look like, the people that turn up on the doorstep?
Some of them have been, accommodating, female reasons, but that's about it, really.
Brilliant. Well, yeah. I think you've done yourself a lot of favours with this phone call. Thanks very much, good to speak to you.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Wow, what's occurring?
I love this game. Text me how you do, please, on 81199.
Oh, what's occurring?
Are we ready? It's our daily guessing game quiz. It's Chopper versus Becky. It's Oh, What's Occurring? Wednesday. Now, we were talking about friends that I've not seen for months, yeah. Sometimes even years. And at this time of year, just before the Radio 1's big weekend, wherever it is, I do get quite a few emails, a few texts, and some voicemails from acquaintances going, hi, any chance of tickets? Now, here's a message I got on my voicemail on my phone last night, okay? Now, this is from my friend Chris, who I've not seen for months now, okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to play you the answer phone message. My question to you is, how long into the message till he asks me if he can have tickets for Radio 1's big weekend in Swindon? It's happening a lot at the moment. Chappers.
14 seconds.
14 seconds into the message.
Yeah.
Becky.
7. Otherwise it's a bit obvious.
Yeah. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's my friend Chris, leaving me a voicemail message last night. Remember, I've not seen him for a while. How quickly will it take him to try and blag the tickets?
You are, Scott. It's Chris. Just wondering if you're around for a drink at all. And just thought I'd give you a quick call to see if you've got any tickets for one big weekend. Just wondering if you had a couple. Give us a call back. All right, bye.
Oh, 8 seconds.
Yes!
Go on, Becky.
Straight to the point.
Straight in there. Also, I called him back, and then he went to voicemail.
Well, isn't
right?
he a lucky friend? Normally, you don't call us back.
But he went to voicemail, right? Yeah. And I didn't mention the tickets on my voicemail. I was just like, oh, hi, I got your message. Let's go out for a drink soon, definitely. And then I got another message back from him on my voicemail. And this is it. I'll play it to you now.
You all right, Scott? It's Chris again. Now, I think we keep missing each other on the phone. Look, really don't want to hassle you or anything, but really could do with those tickets to one big weekend. It'd be good to have a drink as well, if you're free. All right, call us back. Bye.
Oh, yeah, and the drink.
Mm. You so wouldn't have mentioned it in the second message, would you?
No.
Oh! What's the kitty?
Blah, blah, blah. Tickets, tickets, tickets. Oh, and a drink. 7 seconds. Becky gets the point. He likes a blag, my friend Chris. All right, OK. You know Miley Cyrus?
Yes.
She was on with Edith yesterday.
Uh-huh.
What a strange voice.
Yeah. No, just not how you'd expect her voice to sound.
No, don't get me wrong, I like it, but I just wasn't kind of expecting it like that. I've heard her speak before and she didn't sound like that.
No.
Anyway, she's like Hannah Montana, like... But here's my question to you. In yesterday's interview with Edith Bowman, how many times did Miley Cyrus say, like?
Oh. I'm going to go 33.
33 likes in the whole interview. Because, she's from Los Angeles and, they say, I don't think she's from LA, is she? But like, they say it in LA.
45, I'm
going to
go for.
45 seconds?
No,
okay.
45 times.
45 times, sorry. Good. Keep on top of it, Scott. Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here is, like, Miley Cyrus on Ida's show yesterday. But how many likes?
My mom was like, my dad, like, would you want to move to California? And he was like, girls like this. Like, and I'm like, I like. And then I'm like, I feel it. And it's like, and he was like,
yeah.
And that's just like, that is what kind of keeps me, like, I grew up listening to, like, and I'm like, you know, like, had like Hillary Duff. They're like, so this is like, to remember, that's just like, it's like MySpace.
Yeah.
We were just like, it was like every second. Until like,
Miley, thank you so much.
Cool, thank you.
Good luck with the film.
Like,
oh, can we hear that again, please?
Go on.
My mom was like, my dad, like, would you want to move to California? And he was like, girls like this. Like, and I'm like, I like. And then I'm like, I feel it. And it's like, and he was like,
yeah.
And that's just like, that is what kind of keeps me, like, I grew up listening to, like, and I'm like, you know, like, had like Hillary Duff. They're like, so this is like, to remember, that's just like, it's like MySpace.
Yeah.
We were just like, it was like every second. Until like.
Miley, thank you so much.
Cool, thank you.
Good luck with the film.
Like.
There were 40...
That just leaves me with an image of Miley Cyrus and Edith doing the can-can together.
With her going, like. 48. So, Becky, well done. Once again, you said 45. You get the point. 2-0 to Becky.
Oh! What's occurring?
A lot of people already liking the Miley Cyrus can-can. We'll get that on the podcast for you tomorrow. Not a problem. Right, you know me. I'm quite nice to work with, aren't I? Hello?
Without sounding cheesy, you are the nicest presenter that I've worked with. But if Coxie's listening, she was also nice.
Who are the horrible ones?
You are a joy to work with.
Thank you. People aren't...
In all seriousness, you
Thank
are,
you.
Actually.
People aren't scared of me, are they?
Sorry, no?
No.
What do you think about Neil from upstairs?
What do I think about him?
Scary.
Is he scared of me?
I don't think he's scared of you, no.
Right.
I mean, anybody's scared of you.
I think he might be, actually, because... Yeah.
Because, yeah...
No, sometimes if he's trying to get someone on the phone and he's not putting them through fast enough, you sort of like, hurry up, are they there? And you don't mean it in a bad way, but he might be a little bit frightened. Okay. Doing stuff under pressure.
Let's say I sent Neil from upstairs out to find Kylie Minogue for an interview, right? And he lost her. Do you think he'd be so scared of me that he'd get and ask a random member of the public to pretend to be Kylie Minogue because he'd lost her?
What, because you're so intimidating? I don't know. No, I don't think so.
Of course not. But that's what we pretended had happened earlier today.
Right.
So, Neil told five people on Stupid Street that he'd just lost Kylie Minogue and that she's supposed to be on Radio 1 with me. He asked them if they would take Kylie's place and pretend to be her because he needed to get the interview.
Right.
How many of those five people on Stupid Street would do it and would pretend to be Kylie Minogue for the sake of the interview?
One.
One person?
Yeah, I can't believe anybody else would do it. One.
Becky, out of five?
None.
Zero. Okay, let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
So Neil goes out onto Stupid Street, tells five people, I've lost Kylie Minogue and she's supposed to be doing an interview with Scott Mills on Radio 1. How many would pretend to be her?
Excuse me, I'm really sorry. Have you got a couple of spare minutes? I'm really sorry.
Yeah, what, do you need directions?
No. I work at Radio 1, right? I work with Scott Mills. And now, look, you might not believe me, but honestly, I'm here with Kylie Minogue.
Really?
Yeah, you know the singer. But the thing is, I've lost her.
Oh, well, she's quite small. She's quite easily lost.
I don't know where she's gone, though. She might have gone in a shop or... But I'm in a real pickle because I need to get her on the radio, like, now to do an interview with Scott Mills, the DJ that I work with. Look, I don't know, I feel like a mug saying this, but can you do an Australian accent?
No, I'm really crap at doing Australian accents. I have a good Scottish accent, but really rubbish Australian.
No, I don't. I need, I mean, do you reckon you could maybe pass-ish with her?
No, I'm afraid not. I know my Australian accent's really bad.
You might not believe me, but I'm here with Kylie Minogue, and I've lost her. And if I don't get her on the radio, I was wondering if I might be able to find somebody who might put on an Australian accent.
No way.
You wouldn't do that?
No.
What I need desperately is somebody, anybody, who might be able to do an Australian accent, who can ring Scott now with me and pretend to be Kylie for 2 minutes.
Because it will get me out of jail. I don't believe you, but I do a mean Australian accent.
Brilliant. Could you do an Australian accent?
I don't.
No. Can you do an Australian accent?
No,
oh, okay. Thank you.
Robin.
Come over here. Quick. The situation is, I work with Scott Mills. Do you know who he is?
Yeah.
Okay, I work on Radio 1 with Scott Mills, and I'm actually here today with Kylie Minogue. But I've lost her. And I need to get Kylie onto the radio for an interview with Scott Mills. Just anyone at all who can just... It's like a two-minute interview. He's just literally going to go, hi, how are you? What are you doing? And she's just reporting on where she is in London. So you can just tell us what you're doing, but in a vaguely Australian accent. Could you do it? Could you help me? Yeah. I need to record or something. Ignore. Hi, Scott. It's Neil.
Hi.
Scott, I've got Kylie here now. I'm so sorry for the delay.
Amazing. Yeah, put her through. Thank you.
All right, mate. I'll pass you over here.
Thanks.
Hello?
Hi, Kylie. Welcome to Radio 1.
Oh, hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Rather tired, but I'm okay. You?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. So you've got this this new single coming out. Tell us what it's called. Hello? Tell us what the song's called, Kylie.
Sorry, I can't really hear the connection here. It's breaking up.
Yeah, tell us what your new song's called, if you could.
I'm in love with you.
Right, and what's all that about? What's it about?
It's just a song that, I don't know, I was just, a while ago, had issues with the relationship, and now Everything's going all right. So.
Wow. And tell me about your new man, because I know you've found love recently, haven't you?
Yeah, he's absolutely lovely. He treats me really nice.
Yeah? I saw a picture of you and him playing golf in the papers today.
Yeah.
Where was that?
We went the other day. Can't remember what day it is. I'm quite busy, but it was really enjoyable. And I won, so it's all right.
You won? Oh, well done. Where was that where you played golf?
Where did I play golf?
Hello?
Hello? I can't remember where, because obviously my partner booked it.
Oh, okay, so you just turned up, okay.
Yeah.
Are you all right, Kylie? You sound a bit different.
It's just really busy here, so I can't really hear much.
All right. Okay, listen, so tell us about the tour. What's that going to be like? What can we expect?
The tour's going to be amazing. It's got some new dance routines and effects and stuff.
And what songs will you be doing on the tour?
All of my new ones that are coming out soon and a couple of my old ones.
Well, like what?
Like, Oh, God. I should be so lucky. I'm just bringing back some of the old ones for my fans.
Oh, excellent. What else? What other ones?
Spinning around. Can I stop now?
Kylie, thanks so much for talking to us today.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Are you sure you're all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. I said bye. Thank you
so
very much for talking to me.
No, just thank you so much for helping me.
That's fine, don't worry.
Can I go now? So, one person it was, which means it's 2-1 to Becky on today's Oh, What's Occurring? Thank you very much. Well done, everybody. That's the wrong thing.
If somebody just tuned in, they'll have been really wondering why you've been interviewing Kylie.
They really will, with that voice. Mm. Podcast. Okay, I think we've got time to do a couple of your classifiers, if that's all right, Becky. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, read out by Radio 1's Hugh Stevens, just for today. Where is Greg then, eh? Hmm?
He charges too much these days, so...
He's changed.
Yeah.
Okay. So here come the classifieds.
That's not saying that Hugh's cheap, but no. Cheaper.
I like Hugh doing
it. See, Hugh will do anything for a donut, which I admire in a man.
Mm. There is an air of menace about him, which I like. Mm. Okay.
Is that one of the main qualities you look for in a man?
Yeah. I'm always after a bargain. It's 75p for five, so... Worked out well cheap.
These are real life adverts that you can find on the internet now. It's more bargains on Becky's Classifieds. First one,
foot brush for sale.
Now that doesn't sound that exciting, does it?
Foot brush.
Yeah.
Mm. All right.
But it is actually quite amazing. as you're about to hear.
Boy, Sal, that was a good workout, but my feet are killing me. What I need is a good foot massage.
Okay. So,
do you know what I'm liking? Seems to be a lot more people now that are putting pictures and video clips of the thing that they're trying to sell it better, and I think that's good.
Yeah. Now, if someone said that to you...
Boy, Sal, that was a good workout, but my feet are killing me. What I need is a good foot massage.
What would you say if they said that to you?
I'd say, I'm not giving you a foot massage. Oh. No.
I'd be like, okay, well, come over here, my darling. I'll give you a foot massage, no problem. Not Sal, though.
What I need is a good foot massage.
Haven't you ever heard of the foot brush?
No, you idiot. Have you never heard of the foot brush?
No.
This is what it does.
The foot brush. Today's most convenient and effective method of daily foot care in the shower or bath.
Wow. It's really good foot care.
Strong suction cups keep it from moving. Now just rub your feet back and forth over the bristles.
You see what the foot brush does? You know when you have to bend down in the shower to do your feet?
Yeah.
That's a bit annoying, isn't it? All you do with this is you stick your foot in the foot brush and just kind of wiggle it around a bit.
The foot brush. Today's most convenient and effective method of daily foot care in the shower or bath.
Very useful. You wouldn't want a second-hand one, though, would you?
No, I wouldn't want somebody else's. That's revolted.
Anyway, back to the ad.
Used, but I have no foot problems, such as fungal infections or verrucas. Make an offer.
So, I don't want that, really.
Oh, that's revolting.
It's a second-hand one.
It is good, though. It'll save you having to bend over in the shower.
It is good, but I'd rather get a new one if that's okay with you. Okay, next ad on Becky's Classifieds. Hugh.
Various VHS videos for sale.
Okay, good.
About 30 in all. Titles include The Breakfast Club, Some Kind of Wonderful, Pretty in Pink, The Magic of the Golden Bear 3, Goonies, and various episodes of Miami Vice taped from the TV. Free to anyone who will collect.
See, they're free. That's a good bargain.
And I haven't seen any of them.
I don't know what most of them are.
Well, I've looked up one of them.
Which one have you looked up?
I've looked up The Magic of the Golden Bear 3.
Yes, that
3.
Was the one that I thought was most exciting.
Looked What's that?
Magic of the Golden
Is
Bear
it a
3.
Cartoon?
It stars Mr. T and a raven. That's
a,
it.
Would a you, raven?
Yeah, would you like to hear some?
What, like a bird?
Hmm.
Go on, then.
Boy, Sal, that was a good workout.
No, that's...
What, and the raven uses a foot brush?
Sorry, wrong clip. Here it is, some of the magic of the Golden Bear 3.
Oh, so you're taking a special interest in the child and the bear. You think she and I have much in common? Oh, I doubt that. She's but a child with a bear, who she turned into a pet. That's true.
So that...
That's Mr. T talking to a raven.
Yeah, it is.
That's true. We both love animals.
Oh, well, that's what that means, you see.
What?
Oh, so you're taking a special interest in the child and the bear. You think she and I have much in common? Oh, I doubt that. She's but a child with a bear, who she turned into a pet. That's true. We both love animals.
So this must mean we both love animals, Mr.
Yeah.
T. Right. What do you think this means?
Raven, what's wrong with you?
Same.
We both love animals, Mr. T.
No, it means... What does it mean?
We both love animals.
Yeah.
Raven, what's wrong with you? It wasn't cruel for me to frighten that little girl.
Oh.
She shouldn't be out in the woods this time of night. It's dangerous.
Oh, it's such See? A hard language to learn.
I'm cruel to
it's obviously
girl.
All in the pitch.
It really
isn't
is.
It?
Oh.
What do you think this means? No, not that.
Yes, yes, I know she's only a child, and I may have frightened her and possibly stunted her growth.
How do you not know that? It means she's only a child, and you may have stunted her growth. That's clear what that means.
Well, I'm glad we agree on that point.
This film is good. And it's
is
on
it
VHS.
A film? No, it's got to be a short cartoon. It can't go on for over an hour. Really?
No. What are we going to have for dinner? All right, follow me.
What, were they having
what was
a small
it? What's
child?
It in for dinner? Yeah. That's...
Or an animal. They love animals.
Radio 1. One of the best films ever?
Is it just an hour of Mr. T talking to a bird?
Yeah, it's just him talking to the bird. Magic of the Golden Bear 3, I suggest you get that. I want that. Can we get it, please?
Yeah,
on VHS? I haven't got a video anymore.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, chappers, what's occurring?
What do you mean, what's occurring?
Well, you look even more anxious to go than normal.
Well, it's just Champions League semi-final and it's United-Arsenal and I want to get home in time for kick-off because I can't go to the game, obviously, because it's in Manchester and I'm in London. So my sister and her friend are going on my ticket, so I'd just like to go home to be able to watch it.
Right.
How come he's allowed to go early all the time for football? I think.
What do you mean all the time? I don't go because it's my job. Because I have to watch it all so I can talk about it.
I'm going to get into football so I can go early. Which football team plays the most at about this time so that
I
can go early?
Probably Colchester.
So I need to be
You need to be a Colchester United fan. They play most Tuesdays and Thursdays as well as at the weekend.
So you're making this up.
Week? Really? No, it's every Tuesday and Thursday. So if you become a big cult, and also Steve Lamacq supports him, so you'll be able to go with him.
Oh, that'd be nice, you and Steve.
So it all comes together.
Right, okay, if the Raven says you can go, you can go, all right? It's a no, I'm afraid.
That sounded to you can't speak, Raven, whereas I can.
No, he did say that's definitely.
He says, yes, go get home, make sure you have a beer and enjoy the game.
That's actually what he
then
did
you'll
say.
Be able to talk knowledgeably about it tomorrow.
Off you go, then.
And good luck supporting Colchester, Becky.
Are they on tonight?
No, every Tuesday and Thursday, so they'll be on tomorrow.
Oh, okay, you can go early tomorrow,
yes,
then. Dead Mouse, bye, Chappers, see you tomorrow.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.